This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You can run, but you can't hide. Man, I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday, but this guy was like Forrest Gump. I was running. Did you guys see Texas Senator Ted Cruz? I think this was a live press conference that Fox News was carrying live yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon. And then listen to what Texas Senator Ted Cruz had to say about liberal Senator John Tester of Montana.
You want to know how terrified the Democrats are of hearing the evidence? Everyone recognizes the single most endangered Democrat senator on the ballot this year is John Tester from Montana. I don't know how many of the reporters were in the chamber for the reading of the articles, but John Tester was standing on the floor before the managers arrived. As soon as the managers arrived, Tester turned and ran, presumably into the cloakroom. And if you look at the Democrat side, virtually every Democrat was there. But John Tester was nowhere to be found.
Continue. Yeah, nowhere to be found. Then you could hear Fox News went back to their continuing coverage. But the guy ran. And I tell you what, you guys may not believe me, but if you've seen video of this guy, whenever he finally faces tough questions, why do you think he's too chicken to come on a show like this and take your phone calls? Because when he goes out there to all these other so-called media outlets in Montana, he never has to answer a tough question. So the moment somebody asks him a tough question, the guy is running. And that big boy can move. That big boy can move. If you saw him, somebody was asking him questions on camera in the United States Senate office buildings. And that guy, they showed him running down the stairs, barreling down the stairs, like spiraling down these staircases. He flew back to Montana last weekend and the weekend before. And you can see somebody questioning him on camera about his shameful fake attacks against a Navy SEAL veteran. And John Tester is literally running down the escalator. That's because the guy never has to answer a tough question from all these fake news media outlets here in Montana. So the moment you put a camera in his face, the moment you ask this guy a tough question, he starts running faster than Forrest Gump, faster than Forrest Gump. All right. Speaking of fake news outlets, I know a lot of you, I'm still getting, we've already covered this before. We've reported on this before, but that's all right. Not everybody, you know, can listen every day. And sometimes you just got to be reminded of some of this stuff, right? Because we cover so many different topics in the news. How many of you got this fake news newspaper in your mailbox? No, I'm not talking about the fake news that you get from the Helena IR or the Billings Gazette. No, I'm talking about a different fake news newspaper. It's called the Montana Independent. Straight up fake news, fake newspaper funded by a dark money Democrat group. Anyway, we've got more details on this fake news outlet. And there's connections to former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock and the dark money group that he is the leader of. So I'll give you those details right after this.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. The Biden administration, via the ATF last week, announced changes to rules they say will close the so-called gun show loophole. But what is this often cited loophole? Some argue it doesn't exist, but it refers to a possibility of someone buying a firearm at a gun show under the guise of a private sale in which a background check isn't necessary. They contend criminals buy their guns this way. And the rule changes now in progress at ATF would require more sellers hold federal firearms licenses as dealers by essentially changing the standard of selling firearms as a livelihood to selling them for a profit. In turn, this would theoretically require more background checks. But the National Shooting Sports Foundation points to data saying fewer than 1% of criminals admit to buying guns in this manner, where more than half admit to buying stolen firearms or just stealing the guns themselves. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So what is different about this fake news newspaper, the Montana Independent, compared to these other so-called news media outlets? What's really different? I think this dark money funded Montana Independent is just more overt with what they're doing. They're more obvious with what they're doing. But really what they're doing is no different than what most of these other media outlets are doing on a day-to-day basis. Kyle Schmock made a really good point. Kyle Schmock via Twitter, via X, he says this, you know, in fairness to the liberal dark money folks, this specific tactic of their operation is no different than most of the existing mainstream media in the state. So what he's referring to is this Montana Independent newspaper. One of our tipsters first called into the show the moment these started showing up in mailboxes here in Montana. And they said, look at this. They are very clearly sending out a campaign mailer to support Liberal Senator John Tester and the Democrats in Montana. But they're making it look like a newspaper. And so an excerpt from this new report that came out highlighting the Montana Independent points this out. This is an excerpt that Kyle Schmock shared. American independent stories are generally not directly critical or supportive of particular candidates, but highlight Republicans in ways that might be expected to turn off voters and describe Democrats in ways that might generate voter support. So, yeah, to Kyle's point, how is that any different than what you see on a day-to-day basis in the Lee newspapers, or unfortunately in the Montana Television Network coverage anymore? In fact, you will even notice how the Montana Television Network, like KBZK and even unfortunately KTVQ, which have been, you know, well-respected TV news outlets, they are literally copying and pasting liberal dark money news services on their news pages as if it's news. So how is it any different with their? You will see them do an attempted hit piece against Tim Sheehy. You will see them do an attempted hit piece against Governor Greg Gianforte. But then you won't see them dare ask one tough question of Liberal Senator John Tester. So to Kyle's point, again, how are these guys really that different from the rest of these so-called news sources here? The Montana Free Press is a liberal news service, right? But they do a better job of at least, trying to do journalism, or at least appearing to do journalism. But they're definitely a biased left-wing news source, especially if you look at who some of their contributors are, right? But anyway, they did a report. Progressive Dark Money launches Montana media outlet ahead of election. The American Independent Foundation says it is regularly mailing the Montana Independent to more than 150,000 Montanans. A national progressive media organization with ties to a Democrat Party-aligned super PAC has launched a self-described news outlet in Montana ahead of the state's slate of high-profile elections, most prominently the race for incumbent Democrat Senator John Tester's seat in the U.S. Senate. As they report here, the Montana Independent is one of four state-level affiliates of the American Independent, which was launched earlier this year. They have launched these fake news outlets in three other political battleground states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. So basically, they have these out-of-state so-called journalists publishing this political propaganda and then calling it news, making it appear to come off as news. The only exception to the out-of-state slate of correspondents is that they have a Montana correspondent by the name of Richard Manning. Guess who Richard Manning is married to? Tracy Stone Manning, the radical left-wing eco-terrorist who is currently in charge of the Biden Bureau of Land Management. So he is their correspondent. writing their fake news. The Montana Free Press also points out that some of the officers of the foundation that funds the American Independent are also connected to American Bridge 21st Century, a Democrat-aligned political action committee that receives substantial contributions from a dark money nonprofit of the same name founded by National Democrat operative David Brock. And then this is where it really gets rich. Former Montana Governor Steve Bullock, a Democrat, is co-chair of the American Bridge 21st Century PAC. So basically, you've got former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock, the guy who railed against dark money while he was governor, locking down the state of Montana, now runs a dark money group, and then his left-wing dark money group is now connected to this fake news deal that is printing these fake news newspapers and sending them out to over 150,000 Montanans, all designed to prop up Liberal Senator John Tester and the Democrats. So anyway, pure phoniness. But again, to the point that Kyle Schmock made, and I made this point on the radio show before, is how is it really any different from what's going on with the rest of the media right now? I mean, the Washington Post and their fake news attempted hit pieces against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. We're all seeing through your Adam Schiff. You know, the Montana Television Network and their attempted hit piece at Governor Greg Gianforte. Oh, give me a break. Some lady from Oregon, that's your source here? For Pete's sake. And you guys never asked Tester a tough question. What a joke.
Securing America.
Perhaps, actually, securing the future. Come this fall, the Department of Defense Education Activity has announced the implementation of universal pre-kindergarten in 80 locations. It's the first phase of a plan to enhance early childhood education within the Defense Department's education system. The second and third phases will include opening 10 more schools. A PSA for the program.
Pre-K students will engage in age-appropriate, play-based curriculum and instruction, learning social, emotional, and friendship skills, as well as sharing, responsibility, foundational academics, and life skills.
This military mom saying,
we have a place that we know we can send our kids, and they're going to be safe, they're going to be learning, they're going to be creating that sense of community.
It's a full-day program and is expected to have similar enrollment as the current regular kindergarten program. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Reasonably cheap and is plentiful. Montana is the state with the largest reserves, with well over 100 years left of supply. Coal is cleaner these days, but it still emits things that we could do with less of, not the least of which is carbon dioxide. That explains why the U.S. continues to retire coal-fired electric generating plants, with almost 10 gigawatts going offline last year. But the rest of the world is not on that page, far from it. Only the U.K. made meaningful reductions, about 3 gigawatts going dark in 23. That's not exactly right, actually. China retired almost 4 gigawatts of coal-fired generation last year, but then there's this. China added more than 47 gigawatts of coal generation as well. Yes, you heard that right. And they're not alone. Other Asian nations, Indonesia, India, Vietnam, and Japan, added new coal plants as well. It's not a one-year wonder either. Globally, the pace of coal plant retirements is falling, and coal capacity is accelerating. I'm Patrick Berkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into your phone calls here. 406-294-0970. First up, Jolene in the Gallatin Valley. Jolene, good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Yeah, what's going on?
I wanted to put a challenge out to all our counties in Montana. I wanted to see what county would be the first county to hand count our ballots for our elections and get rid of our tabulators?
Oh, good question. Good question. How will they get enough volunteers to help do it? You know, I know that's been a challenge for some counties, that even if they want to do it, you know, it's hard to find volunteers to get for election judges and other things like that. But that's a great challenge to throw out there.
So let's get rid of the ESNS software contract that the state has. I think it's a $6 million contract. Let's pay everybody $100 an hour, and you'll probably get a lot of people showing up to help with that.
Wasn't it, Rich, that the one of the Gallatin County commissioners who voted himself a pay raise says, there's no way we could hand count ballots in Gallatin County. It's like entire countries can hand count paper ballots. But
That's where you go to Argentina, who had, I guess, 27 million people. They hand counted their ballots in under 7 hours. So we really don't have an excuse. If you listen to Dr. David Clements's video that he made, Let My People Go, it's actually on my Truth Social page. That's Jolene, 4-F-O-R, Montana, M-T. I have it posted there.
Very cool. I think he's going to be in Montana soon, or was, if I am not mistaken as well. All right, Jolene, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Next up, let's go to Tim in Kalispell. Tim, what's going on?
Hey, so this is Jim from Kalispell, but I'm guessing you're asking me. So
yeah, Jim, thanks. Yeah, sorry.
All right, yeah. So I got a question. So I guess it's been long understood and well established that under international law, embassies and diplomatic objects are not legitimate and valid military targets. And so when Israel bombed the Iranian embassy, which is a clear violation of international law and rules-based international governance, why did you and other conservatives offer them no criticism of that clear violation?
So you think that they should have a proportionate response to Iran? Is that what you're saying here?
No, I'm saying that Israel clearly violated international law by bombing intentionally a diplomatic object, the Iranian embassy. So why did you not offer any kind of criticism? Instead, you just criticize Iran for responding to this clear violation of international law.
Pardon me if I don't clutch my pearls over some terrorist dirtbag getting blown up in Syria. I get a little more angry about innocent women being raped and murdered and babies being slaughtered. So pardon me if I don't clutch my pearls because some terrorist dirtbag from Tehran gets blown up in Syria.
You didn't answer the question.
Yeah, because I don't give a damn. These terrorists are slaughtering Americans. They're still holding Americans hostage. And you're like, oh, well, Israel shouldn't have done this. Women, 1,400 people were slaughtered by terrorists that are backed by the terrorists in Tehran. Americans are still being held hostage. And you're, I'm sorry, but pardon me if I don't share your same level of concern on that front. Hey, next up on the phone lines, former Montana Congressman Denny Rehberg, who's running for the Eastern Congressional seat. Denny, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, it's good to talk to you. Did Schwarzenegger refer to somebody like your last caller as a girly man?
I'm
sorry.
Disappear
off the face of the earth. I mean, really?
You know, just like Congressman Zinke said, you know, I didn't have an elephant walking down the streets in Butte on my bingo card. I didn't have a terrorist Tehran sympathizer calling in from Kalispell on my bingo card today either.
Well, but you got 10% of your listeners are Democrats and the other side, and 90% are smart, well-thinking people. And you just have to every once in a while take a call from somebody that is on the other 10% side.
Well, we've got another Jim in Kalispell who's a Democrat, and he thinks Biden's doing great, and he loved Obama, and you know, and he's a nice Democrat named Jim. But this Jim that just called in, who's like standing up for Iran, like seriously, you're mad about that. But didn't get mad about all these other things that Tehran is doing right now. I mean,
yeah, and wait till they figure out how to try and drop a bomb on us. I mean, you know, this president is a mess. He's just out of touch. He's senile. There's no question he's got dementia. And for the Democrats to ignore it and not see it, I get it. He's their guy. But it's not a... it's a problem in Washington. Other countries don't respect us. They just don't. And that's what's going on right now. And unfortunately, you as a soldier bear the brunt of the fact that we have a president that is not respected internationally. And I'm sorry for that. Thank you. You know, can't thank you enough for your service. However, it's just something's got to be done. We need a new president, and Trump's the guy. They respect him. They get it. You know, I don't like everything the way he says it. But and somebody asked me the other day, is there anything about Trump you don't like? And I said, yeah, he doesn't drink beer. But the good news is neither one of us drink Bud Light. So I'll give him that. But that's about the only thing I don't agree with him.
Bud Light's trying to recover now. They're trying to recover from,
they're not going woke.
I don't know if they'll ever fully recover from that woke nonsense. Yeah.
They won't. But I'm not calling in about me. I'm not calling in about Biden. I'm calling in about Tester. I've had enough. You know, the people of your listeners will know that I ran against Tester in 2012, and I've been through it. I know his campaign better than anyone because I was up against it dishearteningly. He's a liar, and my mother would really roll over. She passed away about a year and a half ago, and she said, you don't say things like liar. But he is. He's a liar. And all of his ads talking about supporting shutting off the border and all of that is nothing but crap. It's just not true. And he's doing everything he can to possibly win the re-election, and the guy needs to go. Now, is he the right guy? I don't know. Let's give him a chance. Let's try him out for 6 years. If he's not the guy, let's take him out in 6 years. But get rid of Tester. It drives me crazy.
Well, you've seen it firsthand, too, how the fake news media in Montana will constantly give Tester a pass. So Tester knows right now he can vote against the Laken Riley Act. He can vote in support of these charter flights of illegal aliens. He can vote for men and girls locker rooms and then raise money from his liberal buddies to flood the airwaves with ads. And then come back to Montana and never be held accountable by the fake news press.
No, he's a 300-pound princess. That's all he is. And you know, the big lie is he's a farmer. No, he's a music teacher. He was a music teacher. He belonged to the MEA, the NEA, you name it. He's a liberal teacher. And I got teachers in my family. My grandma, both grandmas were teachers. My mom was a teacher. My daughter's a teacher, has had a new contract in Billings for 3 years. And I said to her, because she cries when she goes and buys her groceries for her 4-year-old, 2-year-old, I said, how do the other teachers make it? And she said, credit cards. Well, good. That's a great answer.
Because of Joe Biden and John Tester's inflation right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you go to the grocery store and you try and buy eggs, remember, you're up against Tester's eggs. You try and buy meat, you're up against Tester's meat. Don't fall for his advertising where he said, I worked with the Republicans. No, really. I was a Republican. I was one of three. It was Baucus, Tester, and I. And no, he didn't work with us. Not at all.
Yeah, he's a far-left activist. And as you point out, he's a former band teacher, which explains why he's good at tooting his own horn.
Right? No, actually, he's pretty good. I have to admit, he's a pretty good trumpet player.
Pretty good at the trumpet. Yeah, but bad at everything else. All right, well, Congressman, thanks for calling in.
You bet. My pleasure. Glad to do it. And do not vote for Tester this time. Give Sheehy an opportunity to show how good he is, please.
All right. Well said. Former Congressman Denny Reber, great to hear from you. Thanks for jumping in on the phone lines. Let's go next to Lee in Billings. Lee, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to respond to what Jim said about the killing of the generals in Syria. They were Iranian generals. I guess the bigger question is, what were they doing in Syria? But the building they hit was a building next to the embassy. They did not hit the embassy directly.
Oh, good point. Yeah, because his question was, well, what do you think about they blew these guys up inside the consulate or something? And so that's a good point. So, Lee, you're saying is that's not even the building that was hit. It was next to it. So that's a great point in response to Jim.
I don't know. You know, I didn't do do it. And
yeah, I'm not sure myself, but again, back to Jim and Kalispell, like, frankly, in the list of things for me to be concerned about and worried about, where the terrorists got blown up is not at the top of the list. I'm just glad that, Israel is taking these terrorists out.
Yeah, it's a major problem in the Middle East, what Iran is doing, and for their influence to extend to Syria. I've been to Israel and looked into Syria from northern Israel.
Me too.
Just right there. So the bigger question that maybe Jim needs to ask is, why were those generals there, top generals?
Great question. Great question. Lee, if you got more to share, stand by. I'll come back to you after the break. And then some exciting news for Great Falls. So we've got a guest on the phone lines. And then we're right back in your phone calls after that as well.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Police in Oklahoma have recovered two bodies in the search for a pair of missing moms a day after four members of an anti-government group were arrested. The remains were found on Sunday in a rural area where their blood-soaked vehicle was found in Texas County March 30th. 27-year-old Veronica Butler and 39-year-old Jillian Kelly had been traveling to Oklahoma to pick up Butler's children for a birthday party in Kansas. Kelly had reportedly supervised Butler's visits with her kids, who were living with their paternal grandmother, as their mom fought a bitter custody battle with her dad, who was in a rehab facility. The grandmother, Tiffany Adams, was arrested Saturday along with her boyfriend and another couple, who authorities say were a group of anti-government Oklahomans calling themselves God's Misfits. The group all charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, and conspiracy. The bodies have yet to be officially identified, but authorities expressed condolences to the two families. There's more on the story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, plus some exciting news for our friends in Great Falls. We'll get to that here in just a second. First, back to Lee in Billings. Lee, you had one other point that you wanted to make. Yeah, I'm not tracking all the details on where and how these terrorists from Tehran were killed in Syria. But again, in my list of things to be whipped up in a frenzy about, where and how these terrorists were killed is not topping my list of concerns. I'm more concerned about the fact that these terrorists are killing innocent people. But it sounds like you've got more information on this whole deal. You said, look, the building apparently wasn't even the consulate. It was a building next to the consulate. So that answers Jim and Kalispell's question. But then there was one other point you wanted to make. Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, the whole attack that we had on Saturday against Israel just shows what the intentions are of Iran in that region, and the fact that the Iranian generals were in Syria close to Israel is a big concern. But briefly, the Israel government did not even take responsibility for it officially that I know of, and you could argue that that's just, you know, assumptions that are based on good facts. But the whole conflict with Hamas in the south and all that's going on in Gaza with Syria and with Lebanon, all being backed by Iran, and then Iran directly attacking Israel, should be a concern to all of us, really. I know it doesn't affect us directly, but with all of the people that have come across the southern border, and many of them are from that ilk.
That's right.
I think we really are just buying time until something happens here.
That's right. So, all these threats pouring into this country. There was a woman on Wall Street waving a Lebanese Hezbollah terrorist flag. And then we've heard the chants of death to America, death to Israel on American soil. Yeah, I think you're right, Lee. It's only a matter of time. And the more that people continue to appease Iran, I think the more they encourage them to continue these types of terrorist attacks. Lee, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Phone lines are open. If you got something you want to talk about, 406-294-0970. But first, there's an open house, very cool open house taking place in Great Falls today, this afternoon. And here to talk about that, we've got Janice Lacero, who is the founder and CEO of MVD Express. Janice, I tell you what, I've been so excited to hear about MVD Express. Even before you set up shop with your first storefront here in Montana, man, what a difference you've helped make for getting faster MVD services out there to folks all across Montana. But big news today in Great Falls.
Hi, Aaron. Oh, we're so excited that we are having our grand opening at 1 o'clock. So come visit us anytime today, and especially this afternoon between 1 and 3. We have cookies from Crumble. They're so wonderful. And, we've got a great staff here, and we're ready to have everybody come in and let us help them with their driver's license and all of their vehicle needs. That's kind of different here in Montana. You don't have to go to two places. You come to just us.
Yeah, well, it's great. When I remember before you guys got up and running, I think your first location was in Billings. You've expanded to Bozeman and Missoula. And, you know, before you guys got up and running, people were always complaining about long wait times just to get simple MVD services. So then you open up MVD Express, and all of a sudden now people can go in and get these things taken care of much, much more quickly, even on a Saturday, right? And so for people who are busy during the week, well, they could handle this type of business on a Saturday. And so, yeah, now you're expanding your services to Great Falls. That's great news.
Yeah, thanks. We're really excited. We're able to help with the being here early for people. We're open 8 to 6, so you don't have to leave work early. Go ahead and come see us when you leave work. And we're open Saturdays 8 to 3, so that really is different. We exist just to provide that extra amount of service that, you know, the county and the state really can't provide. So that's why it's such a good model for the citizens of Montana.
Yeah. Let's see, for those in Great Falls listening to KINX right now, the ribbon cutting will start at 1 o'clock this afternoon. MVD Express in Great Falls, 415 3rd Street Northwest. And then those crumble cookies. Have you had those crumble cookies before? Those things are good.
I have. They are so wonderful.
I got to cut off like a little sliver, you know, because it's like those things are like having a whole birthday cake in front of you sometimes.
Right, right. I don't need the whole plate of them in front of me. But yeah, I just want to add to this, Aaron, that, you know, we're able to do the written test with young drivers and the road test. So parents are, you know, often have to take off a day of work to go down and get all of that done. And so we're able to help them even in the later part of the day or on Saturday. So it's very easy. We make MVD services be easy for the folks.
Well, and I know, you know, with a kid going through that went through driver's ed, you know, a few months ago, they were saying like, hey, if you don't get your appointment at the normal MVD place ahead of time, good luck getting your kid in. And, you know, if you're a kid, you can't wait to get your driver's license. So whereas I understand a lot faster with MVD Express if you didn't, you know, think to book that thing far in advance.
Yeah. And the good thing is you don't even have to book an appointment. You can if you want with us, but you can just walk right in, and we'll always give you that road test or that written test or your driver's license.
Very cool. Well, congrats on the new location in Great Falls, and just congrats on the continued success. And thanks. It's been amazing. I know you're going to have the state MVD administrator there as well, because, you know, they've made some important changes on their end as well. But I think with a combination of more efficiency coming out of the State Department of Justice and what they're doing there at the MVD level, with you guys providing this service to folks, it's really made a huge difference.
Yeah, it just allows the state to continue to, do different things. We have a new system for the driver services part, so a new computer system, and it's wonderful. So, yeah, we're thrilled with the changes happening over there at the state office.
All right. Well, Janice Lacero, the CEO of MVD Express, again, congrats, and thanks for calling in this morning.
Thanks, Aaron. We appreciate your support all across the state of Montana.
All right. Thank you. And, yeah, they'll have some other drawings for some cool prizes there as well. So not only the ribbon cutting and the open house from 1 to 3 with some crumble cookies, but they'll have some door prize drawings as well for our friends in Great Falls. All right. Back into the phone lines we go, 406-294-0970. Tim in Billings, what's on your mind?
Morning, Aaron. Wanted to bring the conversation to a little tighter local scope. And two of my kids went to the gym the other day, and one is a middle schooler, one's a high schooler, and they're both clearly underage. They would not be confused for a college student. Let's just put it that way. They were approached by a signature gatherer as they were entering the gym to see if they wanted to sign a petition. And I don't recall who the gentleman was that you had on not too long ago, but he was saying, you know, if you see these signature gatherers out there, maybe you should just whip out your phone and start videoing for a while and just make sure they're on the up and up. And if they get uncomfortable and they leave, well, then so be it. But, you know, I think a lot of these ballot initiatives that go by the way of the signature gathering, you know, I think we all know that there's a lot of signatures that get put on those things that are iffy at best. And so I want people to realize that
whether it's the abortion initiative, whether it's the abortion ballot initiative that the radical abortion activists are pushing, or whether it's this, you know, rank choice voting initiative that's being pushed, there are paid signature gatherers that are out there. And so, yeah, folks, just don't even sign it. I know people in Montana, we always want to be nice and, oh, hey, just sign here. Just don't do it. Just say, hey, thanks. Have a good day. See you later. Just keep walking.
Yep. They didn't even ask if they were registered to vote. And like I said, they're clearly visibly not old enough to vote. And they're trying to gather their signatures. And so just be aware and maybe even let your kids know, hey, if this happens to you, let us know and where it's at. And maybe mom and dad will swing by and take a picture of the folks that are doing this and make them famous.
All right, Tim. Thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let's see. Brad Molnar in Laurel. Brad, we got to hit a hard break here in about 30 seconds. Give us a quick intro to what you want to talk about, and then we'll come back to you after the break as well. Go ahead, Brad. Is he there? Maybe he's not there anymore. Brad, are you still there? Going once, going twice. Man, well, all right. Well, I know if Brad Molnar was on the phone line still, he'd sound off immediately. All right. Well, we got a quick break here on Montana Talks. If you got something you want to talk about, call in right now, 406-294-0970. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I thought I hit the button. We'll check in with him during the break and see if he's still there. Yeah, phone lines are open not only right now, but into the 9 o'clock hour as well.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I'm not saying that America has to engage. I am saying that if all they're asking for is for us to provide weapons that they're willing to pay for, that's the least of what I think we should be willing to do. Because their war on Israel, the little Satan, is just a preview of coming attractions and what ultimately would be their big war, which is against us. If you ever wondered what America would look like with a very pathetic, weak president, you're witnessing it right now. The world has been emboldened by Joe Biden's weakness, by his appeasement, by his frailty, by his cognitive decline. And that's how this new axis of evil has now emerged.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby.
I want my MTV. Too much is never enough.
I want my MTV was an iconic cry from the 1980s, and now there's at least one House Republican lawmaker who wants her MTV as well. That's MTG, as in Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. Greene's not talking about music television. She wants a motion to vacate the chair. That's the formal parliamentary maneuver to force a Speaker of the House out the door. Or, in congressional shorthand, a MTV. Video killed the radio star, but a successful MTV could kill the political future of House Speaker Mike Johnson. Greene recently prepped to MTV, telling Johnson to beat it. This is the same gambit which undercut former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last fall. But so far, Greene hasn't executed her MTV. To quote the philosopher King John Bon Jovi, Johnson may be living on a prayer. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Man, we packed way too much into Tuesday's Montana Talks, but what a program featuring retired Lieutenant John Norris talking about the Mexican drug cartels targeting our reservations and more. We're going to keep the phone lines open for the first half of Wednesday's Montana Talks, and then in the second half of the show, we'll be talking about the latest lawsuits coming from radical environmental groups when it comes to wolves in the North.
Agent, because I represent more than one company.
Call Darnielle Insurance, 652-4180. Your independent insurance agent.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we should be rolling now. Let's see, State Senator Brad Molnar, are you there? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
I probably hit the wrong button. It's probably me.
well, you know how you are.
Well, I went to the University of Montana, so you got to bear with me here. You know, sometimes the technical stuff.
All right, so this might not work at all.
Well, what's going on?
Well, I wanted to go a little bit into the energy future here, but first take a step back. 25 years and 7 days ago, the largest threat to the economic health of Montana was the deregulation in California that put Montana with no contracts and facing $800 a megawatt cost. It would have crushed Montana. I, as energy advisor to the Speaker of the House, and the Speaker of the House came up with House Bill 640. It gave the governor the capacity to negotiate with Montana Power, and it went away. Now our greatest threat is the environmentalist wanting the commission, Public Service Commission, to predetermine the outcome of requests for energy injection by ruling not on the facts, not on affordable and reliable energy, but rather, is it renewable enough to help save the planet from global warming? The courts have already gone that way. If this happens, we will be crushed like a California grape.
That's right.
No doubt about it. It's happened in other jurisdictions, particularly around the world. And I wanted people to know that we are at great risk by judicial activism, and there's absolutely nothing we can do about it if we don't change some of these judges out, including Supreme Court.
That's right. That's why these Dan Wilson, Corey Swanson, candidates for the Supreme Court, supporting them is so important, because even if we get good people, even if we have good people on the Montana Public Service Commission, the courts will force climate change to be injected into every decision on the PSC. So that's why the courts are so important. Yeah, great point. Brad Molnar, glad you were on the phone lines. Thanks for calling in this morning, State Senator. But he's also a candidate for the PSC, for that South Central Southeastern PSC seat. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Elizabeth in Helena. Elizabeth, what's on your mind?
Tomorrow in Helena, we have a meeting, Patriot Speaker meeting. We have a great speaker coming from Missoula, Greg Woodward. He's a retired electrical engineer and retired military pilot. He's going to be talking about the letter he sent to the Secretary of State about back in 2022. The Secretary of State's office sent an email to all the election administrators through the state asking them not to release the cast vote records to the public, which we're legally entitled to. He's going to be talking about that and also the very incredible statistics that we found looking at voters who participated in 2020 and 22. So, like, you might find in 2020 that if I'm, like, 75 years old, 82% of all the people my age across the state voted from county to county. It's very impossible. Same with all the 35-year-olds, the 28-year-olds, same percentage across the state. Anyway, Greg's going to talk about that. It's going to be
what's the name of the group again? What's the name of the group again in Helena?
It's sort of an informal Patriot speaker group.
Oh, okay. Do you have a website or anything like that if people want to find more information?
No, we're not that organized.
Oh, okay.
We're going to meet at First Interstate Bank tomorrow at 2728 Colonial Drive at the end of Broadway. It's a rear entrance, and we have pizza and salad.
What time?
11:30 for food and 12 o'clock for speaker.
Okay, great. All right, thanks for calling. We are out of time. Charlie in Mile City, sorry we didn't get to you, but phone lines are open next hour.